Dear friends in Christ, consider Naaman. I have encountered Naaman. I have encountered him in my congregation. I have encountered him in myself. You who are becoming pastors will encounter him in your congregations and in yourself. Naaman, first of all, is a picture of the Christian journey. Naaman was not a citizen of Israel. Naaman owned no land in the promised land. Naaman believed in Rimmon, not the God of Israel, the God who would send the Christ. Naaman was a foreigner. He was unclean simply by being non-Israelite, but he was doubly unclean, for he was also a leper. God called Naaman, and strangely, the call began with a little girl whose name we don't even know. And Naaman journeyed to Israel to seek the prophet, to seek the man who spoke the word of God. Ultimately, he ended up at Elisha's door, and instead of Elisha coming out to meet him, Elisha sends a messenger. Well, of course, Naaman does do as Elisha had told him, as God had spoken through Elisha, through the messenger. Naaman dipped in the Jordan 7 times, and he was made clean, skin like a baby's. And then this part is not in the text. Naaman said, "Please let your servant be given 2 mule loads of earth, for your servant will no longer offer either burnt offerings or sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord." Evidently, Naaman was going to take this earth from the promised land, and upon it he was going to build an altar in his land, and he was going to worship the true God. For Naaman had been brought to faith in the true God, as he speaks, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant," he says to Elisha. Naaman would have a piece of ground, and he would participate in sacrifice with the true God. You and I have a piece of ground in the promised land of heaven, where our Savior has gone before us and seated at the right hand. Now he offers his body and blood, and we participate in the sacrifice. Naaman's life is really like the life of every Christian, starting out simply born of the flesh, then renewed in the sacrament of baptism, and then ultimately partaking of the sacrifice of the body and blood of Christ, the Savior. Of course, these Old Testament sacraments are not the same as the New, and some would not even call them sacraments, but God is always loving to choose things and connect his word to them. But Naaman also demonstrates what you and I will encounter, in that people by nature do not want the things of God. And so in verse 11 we read, "Naaman became furious and went away and said, 'Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy.'" Naaman wanted the flashy. He wanted the miraculous. And so you will encounter among your membership and within yourself this desire for the flashy, for someone to stand up front and wave their hand. But Elisha didn't even come out himself. He sent a messenger. God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. We read, Naaman continues, "Are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. Not only are people dissatisfied with simple preaching and the simple administration of God's sacraments. But people often want their own sacraments. And so Naaman thought that the rivers of the Abana and the Pharpar were better than the Jordan. Why can't I wash in them? My dad, as a pastor, encountered a man once who, when asked whether he had been baptized, said yes, he had been baptized in rose petals. My dad then, of course, baptized him in water in the name of the triune God. I have encountered, and I know of others who have encountered, people who, when asked if they've been baptized, they say, well, I'm not sure. I was brought forward as a baby and I was dedicated, and the pastor held me in front of the congregation. But very likely such people were not baptized, at least according to what they knew. For you see, someone had invented a new sacrament. I know of those who have substituted Coke and crackers for the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper. Bread and wine are not good enough. But as you go into your congregations, there will be simpler things and more common things that people will want to put in place of the word and the sacraments. Time and again, it amazes me how people think that gathering together for a church dinner is greater fellowship than gathering around and receiving the body and the blood of Christ. They are dissatisfied. They are like Naaman. And at times, you and I, if we really examine ourselves, we will find that we too are dissatisfied. God's ways just seem too simple, too lowly. In verse 13, we continue, and his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? People indeed want salvation to be a great task that they perform. And of course, as you study Martin Luther, you realize how this was his struggle before he realized the gospel. He thought he had to discipline and scourge himself, fasting and confessing every single sin and going on a pilgrimage. If God did really want to save you, wouldn't he ask you to do a difficult task? No, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. God's ways are simple. God's ways are lowly. And so as you and I proclaim our Savior, this is what we proclaim. The Son of God came and was not flashy, but was lowly and born in a stable. The Son of God went the dirty way, the lowly way, touching the lepers, being involved regularly with sinners. Our Lord and Savior went the way of sorrows and ultimately was crucified. He entered the dirty Jordan of our sins, and he came out risen from the dead, pure and white and clean for our salvation. And now he has given unto us very simple things. Preach the word. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Go and baptize. Do this, he says. Let's keep it simple. And may God's people continually be cleansed and nurtured and established in the God of Israel, the God who sends the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.